Congress may have to deal with that, but they are definitely dealing with some other things this morning. Todd Zwillick has a lot to say about a bill, a $200 billion bill that preserves some tax reductions. There's a jobs bill. There's war funding. Let's start with the money, and a lot of unemployed workers, I think, are going to be very interested in hearing about what you have to say first, Todd.
Yeah, definitely, John. All year long, you know, we've been talking about temporary extensions in unemployment insurance and federal subsidies for that COBRA. COBRA lets you keep your health insurance if you change, or more importantly, in this case, lose your jobs. This bill extends those through the end of the year, so no more coming back for an update every month and people without jobs hanging on the hook for that. It has a lot of tax breaks for small business, hiring tax credits for a saving in your IRA. So Democrats are calling that a jobs bill because it has a lot of incentives for businesses large and small to keep hiring. Now, there's some stuff in here that some of the bigger boys aren't going to like. If you have a foreign tax shelter, an overseas company, tax credit loopholes and things like that, they're hitting you here, John, for the tune of $15 billion. That's how they're trying to raise some of the money to pay for this. And also hedge fund managers, big-time investors on Wall Street. You know, a lot of those guys, John, they kind of get a windfall from the government because they only pay tax on capital gains. You know, they make big money on their investments. That's about 15%. The rest of us pay income tax, which if you're really wealthy is, you know, around 40%. It's called carried interest. They're closing that difference for a lot of hedge fund managers and investors. That's worth $20 billion. So, you know, Wall Street investors aren't the most popular people right now. They're getting hit for about $20 billion in this bill.
But it's pay as you go on Capitol Hill, and you've described that on a number of occasions. And here's the Senator Judd Gregg from New Hampshire talking about pay as you go regarding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I think it's time to start paying for it. You could argue that it was an emergency as we went in there and were there for, been there now for 8 years. But it's time to start figuring out ways to build this into the budget and pay for it.
How are they going to do that, and how controversial is it in this off-year election?
Well, right now, John, they're not doing it. War bills since the beginning of the Iraq and Afghanistan war have been called supplementals. That means they've been on the deficit ever since the beginning of the Bush administration. Now, some Republicans, including Judd Gregg, but Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, is threatening to filibuster the bill that's going to fund the Iraq and Afghanistan war to the tune of $60 billion, saying it's time to start paying for it. Of course, a lot of Democrats say when it was George Bush's war, it was fine to do it on the deficit. Now that everyone's mad about deficits, you want to pay for it. That's not quite fair.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.